Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome to today's deep dive. So the first story that caught my eye was this one about Amazon delivery drivers going on strike.
Oh, wow.
Right before Christmas.
So the Teamsters Union is representing the drivers, and they are alleging that Amazon is exerting too much control over their working conditions.
Oh.
So they're claiming that Amazon is violating labor laws, and they've actually filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, or NLRB.
And of course, Amazon's pushing back.
Of course they are, yeah. Amazon's argument is that these drivers are independent contractors,
right,
not employees.
Right.
So they say they're not obligated to negotiate with a union, and they've even gone so far as to challenge the constitutionality of the NLRB.
Wow.
Brings up a lot of interesting questions about the gig economy and worker rights.
Right.
So that could be something interesting to discuss with your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one that kind of caught my eye was this whole debate about ending the changing of the clocks.
Oh, yeah.
Twice a year.
I've heard a lot about that.
And it seems like that has some legs now.
Yeah.
It's gaining some traction.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of public support for it. But the problem is that nobody can agree on whether to stick with standard time or daylight saving time.
Right.
So that's where the debate gets kind of tricky.
And you know, I know there are economic factors that play into this as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Some estimates suggest that these clock changes cost the U.S. economy like upwards of $430 million annually.
Really?
Yeah. So there's definitely an economic incentive
to
making a decision one way or another. But, you know, there are downsides, too. If we make one time permanent, that could mean that some regions will have some really extreme sunrise or sunset times.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You know, and that can impact things like school schedules and energy use and even sleep cycles.
Right.
So it's really a multifaceted issue.
Yeah.
But it's definitely one that's worth discussing with your kids, you know.
Yeah.
Have them think about the pros and cons and,
absolutely,
and you know, what their preference would be and why.
Now, this next one's a little bit different. The Juice had a quote from Mitsuko Uchida.
Oh, wow.
Who is a world-renowned pianist and conductor.
Yeah.
And the quote was,
yeah,
"I have always stayed a student. I've just got older. I'm basically someone who studies and who tries hard every day."
Oh, that's great.
And I was like, what a powerful message.
It's a simple message, but it's very powerful.
Yeah, it's about lifelong learning, about perseverance.
Right. And, you know, that could be a good jumping off point to talk to your kids about their own learning journeys. You know,
yeah,
what subjects really excite them? What are they struggling with? And how can they apply that kind of that attitude of continuous learning to their own lives?
All right. Now, shifting gears a little bit.
Yeah.
There's this story on using bat hibernation to solve a problem with space travel.
Wow, that sounds pretty out there.
Right. It sounds like science fiction, but the science behind it is fascinating.
So what's the connection?
So one of the biggest hurdles for long space flights, you know, like going to Mars, is figuring out how to slow down human metabolism and waste production.
Oh, okay.
During the journey.
I see.
Because you can't just pack enough supplies for years in space.
Right.
That's where the bats come in. So scientists are studying how bats can withstand extremely low temperatures.
Okay.
That would be deadly to humans.
Yeah.
And their secret is that their blood adapts at a cellular level.
Wow.
So it becomes more fluid in the cold, which helps them hibernate.
Interesting.
So the idea is if we can figure out how they do that, maybe we could apply it to astronauts.
I see.
So they could essentially sleep through those long journeys.
Oh, wow.
You know, this could be a really cool way to talk with kids about animal adaptations and and the challenges of space exploration and the role of scientific research.
It really pushes the boundaries of what's possible, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, while we're exploring, you know, the outer reaches of space, there's a potentially messy situation brewing right here on Earth.
Yeah.
A possible government shutdown.
Oh, no. Not again.
It seems that President-elect Trump, influenced by Elon Musk, has taken a stance against a bipartisan spending bill.
Oh, wow.
Which is raising concerns about a government shutdown.
So this is kind of, you know, causing like a political firestorm.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the Democrats are blaming the Republicans. Musk and Trump are facing backlash for their involvement. It's a high stakes game of political chess, for
For
sure.
sure.
And the potential consequences are significant. We could see federal employees going without pay. Essential services could be disrupted. The economy could take a hit.
Right. We're
We
not.
saw this before with the 2018 shutdown, which lasted over a month and cost billions of dollars.
Yeah. And what's, I guess, particularly interesting is that the sticking point this time seems to be over relatively small items in the overall budget.
Right.
You know, it just seems kind of I don't know, almost trivial.
Well, you're referring to what Trump called the Democrat giveaways.
Yes,
Yeah.
the funding for like a fridge in Baltimore and support for the Washington Commanders relocation, that sort of thing. I mean, in the grand scheme of things.
Right, exactly. It seems almost trivial compared to the potential fallout of a shutdown. Talking to kids about this situation could be a way to open up discussions about the role of the government, the importance of compromise, and the impact of political decisions on everyday life.
Absolutely.
Now, for a bit of a lighter story.
Okay. The Juice also had this story about volunteers in Finland.
Okay.
They're trying to save the Saimaa-ringed seals,
Oh, yeah.
which are like a critically endangered
The
species.
little seals with the whisker faces.
Yeah, they're adorable. But they've been dealing with threats like fishing nets and hunting, and now climate change is making things even harder for them.
How so?
Well, they give birth in snowdrifts,
Oh.
but warmer temperatures mean that those drifts are melting earlier and they're
Oh.
becoming unstable. So it's
Oh.
putting those seal pups at risk.
So what are the volunteers doing to help?
No. Well, they're actually building new snowdrifts
Wow.
and they're clearing paths for the seals to reach the water.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really inspiring to
Yeah.
see this community action and how people are coming together. Yeah.
To try to address the impacts of climate change.
Right.
And this could be a good opportunity to talk to your kids about environmental conservation
Yeah.
and the importance of protecting these vulnerable species.
Have those meaningful conversations, and you never know what you might discover together.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the juice. We hope it's given you some food for thought and some ideas for sparking conversations with the
Yeah.
learners in your life.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.